Go with me to Acts 26. And Agrippa said to Paul, "It is allowed for you yourself to speak." Then Paul made a defense, stretching out the hand. "Concerning all of which I am accused by Jews, King Agrippa, I count myself happy being about to make defense before you today. You being most of all the expert, knowing of all the customs and questions among us Jews, because of this I beg you patiently to hear me. Truly then, all the Jews know my ways of life from youth, which from the beginning have been in my nation in Jerusalem, who before knew me from the first, if they will testify that according to the most exact sect of our religion, I lived as a Pharisee." So he is now standing before this king, telling about himself. He's actually about to give a powerful testimony to Christ. He says, "As now for the hope of the promise, having been made by God to the fathers, I stand being judged, to which our 12 tribes hope to arrive, worshiping in earnestness night and day, concerning which hope I am accused by the Jews, King Agrippa. Why is it judged unbelievable by you if God raises the dead? Indeed, I then thought to myself that I ought to do many things contrary to the name of this Jesus, the Nazarene, which I also did in Jerusalem. I also shut up many of the saints in prison, receiving authority from the chief priest, and they being put to death, I cast a vote." So he's really saying, I had an authority given to me by the Pharisees, by the chief priest. I had the authority given to me to kill these Christians. I was the one who had the final say to, yes, kill them. Yes, put them in prison. So he's talking about the authority he walked in and the natural. "And often punishing them through all the synagogues, I compelled them to blaspheme." In other words, he said, I compelled them with threats to come against Jesus, to come against the Holy Spirit. "And being exceedingly furious against them, I even persecuted as far as the outside cities, in which also traveling to Damascus with authority and decision power from the chief priests." He's talking about natural authority and power he got from the priests to really go after these Christians. He says, "At midday along the highway, O king, I and those with me saw light from heaven shining around me above the brightness of the sun. And all of us falling to the ground, I heard a voice speaking to me saying in the Hebrew dialect, 'Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? It is hard for you to kick against the prods.'" Let's see what it is. He said it's a pointed implement for pricking of a beast of burden to greater activity. It's something that impels you. So in other words, God is going after him. You know, when they go after, he's probing, he's going after him. And it goes, you can't kick this. You can't stop it, because he's going to keep going after Saul. He's not going to stop. He's not going to stop till he gets a hold of Saul. So he said, it's hard to kick against God coming after you. This ought to be really encouraging if anyone here is praying for someone where it seems impossible. Anyone who would be looking at Paul, killing Christians, putting them in prison, torturing them, would anyone have sat there and even thought of praying that that man gets saved? So just think of the kind of authority and power you have to just believe. Don't ever think anybody's passed the line and they can't instantly and powerfully turn around. God doesn't even need our help, but he wants us to yield so he can do it the way he wants for his glory and his purposes. He does want us to believe in faith. He wants us to believe in faith and to begin to pray, Lord, you got a hold of Paul. You can get a hold of this person. Lord, you went after Paul in signs and wonders and visions and whatever you need to do, Lord. I just come in agreement that this person will be saved. And he goes on in verse 15. "And I said," this is Paul, "who are you, sir?" And he said, "I am Jesus whom you persecute. But rise up and stand on your feet, for it is for this reason I appear to you, to appoint you a servant and a witness both of what you saw and in what I shall appear to you, having delivered you from the people and the nations to whom I now send you, to open their eyes." I love this part. Now look, remember, at the beginning of this passage, he was walking in the authority of the Pharisees, wasn't he? He was walking in the authority as one of the highest religious leaders in his nation. And in that authority, he was persecuting anyone who believed in Jesus Christ. He was imprisoning them, even killing them. And now Jesus shows up. Jesus shows up, reveals himself in a vision, in a light, and he declares a new kind of authority that he's giving to Paul. He says, having delivered you from the people and the nations to whom I now send you, to open their eyes, to turn them from darkness to light, from the authority of Satan to the authority of God, in order that they may receive remission of sins and inheritance among those being sanctified by faith in me. Wow. Do you know that's what happens when you're born again by the Spirit of God? When you really have a revelation of this Jesus who can intervene in natural authority and turn it completely around, then you can begin to understand, you know, Jesus took what authority Paul had in the natural, and he intervened, and he gave him authority, he says, to take people out of the kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of light. Every one of us, and this is the main authority, this is the main authority that we should even desire to walk in. The authority that God has given us to get people out of the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of Satan, out from under his authority and into the kingdom of God, under the authority of Christ. You know, there's so many scriptures talking about who are you going to serve? We need to really begin to understand we give authority to the devil when we believe his lies. We give authority to the enemy when we stay in sin. We give authority to the enemy when we do things the way the enemy has set us up to do things. But when we get the revelation from Jesus, when we allow Jesus to break through that darkness, break through that hurt, break through that pain, break through that high-mindedness, break through that whatever is going on, murder spirit, break through that, reveal himself, then he takes us and lets us know that we have now been changed, and now we are being sent to open the eyes of people, to turn them from darkness to light, from the authority of Satan to the authority of God, in order that they may receive the remission of sins and their inheritance among all those being sanctified by faith in Jesus. Wow, that's powerful. That's so powerful. We need such a revelation of Jesus. Get a hold of this. Did Paul's sin stop him from having authority to bring people out of darkness? No. So don't let your past, let me see, his past sins. Don't let your past stop you from walking in the authority that God has given you. Walking in the authority to bring people from darkness to light. You know, at our session that we're going to be doing later on tonight, we're talking about bitterness.